I am Andrew Richardson, and this is the fourth of my Clearing Patterns audios. I call it narrative reframing, which is a tool that many of you can make good use of once a lot of the other work has been done. So you are learning how to relax and experiencing being relaxed more and more. And you have dealt with traumatic memories, and in consequence, you are feeling lighter and more in control. But you sense that more is needed, and this is the case whether the previous growing up audio has helped you further or not. Now, I do not wish to make any great claims for originality for what will follow, other than the name, perhaps, narrative reframing. What narrative reframing is a synthesis of ideas from a number of places. These are combined here into a way to look at your past patterns and then clearing them, and so freeing you up. As ever, it's about getting your emotions working for you. It's about quietening down emotional responses that are not helping and encouraging emotions that will help you lead a better life. The basic idea I'm using here is this: that all of us construct our very own narrative for our life. This is the story we have that makes sense to us, where all the pieces of our past life can be fitted together. Now, in healthy stories, there is progression and movement, even from the very worst of times, that lessons are learnt and it all fits in. But for some life stories, there is little progression. It is more like a stuck loop, where problems arise and are not dealt with, where the story is one of resignation, victimhood, regret and shame, and that perhaps leads to despair and anger and hopelessness. So if this idea makes sense to you, then there is an exercise that can be very helpful. It is that you prepare two stories, and it can be best to write these stories down. The first story is the life you have had, and the second is the life you might have had. And for each story, we can condense it down into a sentence or a phrase. I can vouch for the power of this exercise, and how, as a therapist, you can make use of the second story to help build an altogether more empowering life narrative. The key point is to be able to identify the pivot points. These are the events and experiences which reinforce the existing story, if indeed it is stuck. These pivot points might be disappointment at an exam failure, or a big disappointment as your parents were not there to support you, or it might be a choice of marriage partner, or the moving to a new area, or house as a child, and so on. Just imagine what might change for your subsequent life narrative if that memory was changed and improved, such that subsequent events took an altogether more hopeful, empowering, and healthily evolving narrative. Or think of it this way: that for all the bad events you can remember, even if they lasted for years, such as a bad marriage or a career choice, the right lessons can nevertheless be learned. How would it be if the event that thereby can be fitted into a new narrative of movement and progression, if it can, then the bad event can be reframed as good, or as at least necessary, for your personal development and for your lessons to be learned. And then you can move on from it. Now, if you wish to stop this audio here and write your two stories down before proceeding, then please do so. But it's not necessary, and you can carry on. So, we have to learn the lessons of our bad experiences so they can be fitted into a narrative of progression and development. That is the bottom line. And what I have discovered over the years is that the narrative reframe can become ever more ambitious, such that the reframe can grow to embrace a sizable part of your life. I want to say one more thing about this narrative we create for ourselves. It is that sometimes part of the narrative, at least, is largely unconscious. In other words, we don't see the repeated unhelpful patterns and the repeated failed strategies that we use to keep our life going, however badly these strategies are working for us. And this is where the Growing Up audio will have helped, by revealing the coping strategies that emerged in a difficult childhood. But of course, we all have our ways to deal with life situations, and they can be changed once they have been identified. And this is where timelines come in. Timeline work can help you to reframe a very different life story narrative. And you can't attempt a bigger reframe than that. And so if you can reframe a bit of the story and then widen it to include reinterpretation of your life and how it has been and how it might be, well, what then? Think of domino pieces in a line. When one falls over, they all do, one after another. Well, the brain can do the same with the narrative of your life. That if an early event, a difficult childhood, was cleared, then like falling domino pieces, the brain could reprocess subsequent events differently and more easily. This was so as each experience depended on the previous. The result could be that a lifetime could begin to appear as altogether easier and more empowering, as a reframe of your life story, or your narrative, no less. And so burdens of bad times and experiences can be lifted when the event is re-experienced in such a way that the lesson of the event is finally understood, and so let go, as the timeline is smoothed out. Let me give you some examples of what I'm getting at, all from my case file. The man who could reset his past by seeing his parents as always supportive. The woman who could accompany herself as the young child through her school years, pointing out the dangers. The young man who no longer needed to be cool in order to survive. The middle-aged man who realized that he would have been much better off without his twin brother sniping at him. The young woman who realized that her childhood had been fine, as she did not know what she only later discovered about her parents' life. And the older woman who realized that her childhood could have been so different, and where friendships could have flourished. And so on. So let's see what you will find for yourself in your story. And just be quiet and restful and allow yourself to relax and enjoy this visualization. And as you enjoy this, all of what I've said so far will become clearer, and you will be using what you need to identify and then clear emotional patterns. So close your eyes and sitting comfortably or lying down comfortably and enjoying restful and relaxing letting go. You are focusing on your body relaxing. Are you noticing a feeling of your body resting down into the depths of the softness of the chair or your bed? And noticing your face, your jaw, and your cheeks, and across the bridge of your nose, and your eyelids, your eyebrows and your forehead and the crown of your head. All are releasing and relaxing in some way that is working for you. And in a few moments, and as I count down, you will deepen down in your own way and in your own pace and in the way that seems just right for you now. 10, beginning to deepen. 9, 8, 7, you are really relaxing now and finding it so easy to deepen down and feeling safer and safer. 6, 5, 4, that's right, deeper and deeper relaxing down. 3, 2, 1, that's right. Now imagine that you are walking in a beautiful meadow. The grass is green and the sky is blue. It's a beautiful spring morning. Can you see a few wisps of white cloud? That's right. And the fragrances and the colours of beautiful mountain flowers. And you're alone in the quiet of this meadow. And that is so comfortable for you. And as you walk, you come across a road. A straight road, quiet and with no traffic. And now you can see that this road is the timeline road of your life. And instinctively you look to the right-hand side to see your past lifeline stretching back into the distance. And as you look back on your past, you notice what you can see and where some barriers and lumps are perhaps on that road. And as you are looking, you feel yourself rising up, floating higher and higher, so you can see more and more of your past life stretching out beneath you. And if you look down, what can you see? How smooth is the road? And where are the rough parts, the barriers, the holes? And what colours are these, I wonder? Black and dark, perhaps. These are perhaps stopping you from creating the narrative that you need. And as you acknowledge that, you can be floating back down onto that road again. And then you are turning your back to your past and looking forward, but feeling your past behind you, and you are walking backwards through it. You are just walking backwards through that time passing backwards, through all of those barriers and bad bits and darknesses and those memories and difficulties. You are going back in time. back to a place and a space when you are younger and perhaps very young, and before the bad, or maybe just one very bad time, had happened. That's right. And now you're looking forward to what is coming next. And you have someone with you as you look forward. You have your older self with you, mentoring you and guiding you through what will now be happening. And you will be learning the right lessons. How much safer it feels. And now you can be moving forward through that timeline and through what is different now, what seems safer, what will give you confidence and help you to learn the lessons and create an empowering, progressive, moving forward life narrative. And in a moment, you will be back in the present moment. And you're there now, and you are floating up into the sky again, higher and higher, and you are looking down on that timeline again. Does it look clearer as you look down? How empty is it? And how free of obstacles is it? Do you think you have to do this exercise again? So you are floating back down to the road in this present moment. And again, with the past behind you, you are walking backwards. Back through all of those memories and experiences, back to the beginning time. And this time you're alone. And this time you can create something that is different for you, that is more positive, that is empowering, when it goes right, because you have learnt the lessons. So you're going forward. And now you're back in the present moment. And you have learnt the right lessons, haven't you? A few moments, I will count back down and you can come back to waking reality and calm and noticing what the changes are as you will be feeling calmer. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, getting ready to open your eyes, 2, 1. That's right. Well, how interesting was that? And you can repeat this exercise again if you wish. Indeed, as many times as you wish. And do remember that two-story writing exercise. The story as it is and as it might have been. And what were your pivot points? Those times which could have been so different and so set you off on a different and better path. You are reframing your life story or narrative to movement and change and lessons learned. When the lesson is learned, then you can move from it so that it is working for you. Thank you.